Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Mandy Kennedy.
Hi.
Asa Gray.
I legitimately thought you were about to say up, up, down, down. I don't know why.
If only.
Right.
If only. Stay tuned, kids. Maybe in the future. Stephanie White.
We'll be up, up, down, down? Is that my new nickname? Or could it be left, right, left, right? Or left, 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 left? Because I am left-handed, so.
Yeah, but well, we could be right, right, left. Right, 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 left.
Right,
right, right, left, right.
BA start.
X,
BA start.
Dial up tone.
Oh, God. Right.
Dial up tone.
There's a couple of. Anyway, there's a.
Welcome to the show. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Wow.
For those of you that still have the capability
Why
of.
Why do you always say that
hearing...
after I get a teeny bit loud? You always
teeny
do
bit
that
loud.
To me.
Okay.
Teeny bit.
Look.
That went hard red.
No.
Hard red.
Your face is hard red.
Because I'm so.
Excuse my voice cracking. I'm done.
I'm so apologetic toward our listeners. We're now completely deaf.
I've already hung up if you can't tell with the murr. So move on,
Jesse.
That's
what that was.
Working on a dial-up.
Are you talking over there, Mr. Vow of Silence?
It's only been 2 minutes.
Yeah. Whatever. Holy shit.
It's been a minute and a half.
Shut up! I hate you.
What happens in 3 minutes?
It's okay. Everybody hates me. It's fine.
Don't you eye him? Oh. Did you not hear what he did?
Yeah, Stephanie's my friend.
So welcome to Nerd Up. It's going to be a great show.
Manny's about to spit hot chocolate everywhere.
Oh, I thought there was coffee in there.
No, either way, chocolate.
That nice orange microphone's not going to be orange for much longer.
No, we're good.
So, Mandy is full of energy. You would think that was coffee.
She's well rested from her nap earlier.
She did get that nice little nap earlier.
You put me in the trunk of the car, basically.
It was not the trunk. There was a seat. You had cup holders.
You can watch my Snapchat story. You'll tell how lonely I am. Choking.
Okay.
Is this going to be one of those episodes where the description says somebody died on the air?
Probably.
Okay.
I killed myself, too. There's not even.
Right.
No.
So this is a train wreck Nerd Up, I guess. Welcome, one and all. And somewhere back there, I've got Ethan. Shannon.
I was going to say, I don't think you need to hear that. Wait for them to respond because you won't be able to hear them.
I like to give people that time to imagine they say hi. And they probably heard Ethan. They definitely didn't hear Shannon.
He went, hi.
That was not even close.
Hi.
I think he actually said nope.
Oh. I thought you were just okay.
All right, well then. Let's go ahead and jump into the show here.
What are we talking about?
Things.
Oh, okay,
nerdy
cool.
Stuff, maybe. We'll see if we get around to it. If Mandy can stop making weird noises long enough.
It's part of who I am.
She's going full Winslow.
I don't know why you haven't accepted this.
I mean, I've accepted it.
Okay, then why are you bringing it up?
Because other people may not have. Oculus Rift. God damn.
Let's just turn off these.
Yeah. All right.
What are
it's
you
JK and the Five Star Man. So, Oculus Rift got an official, It's officially available for pre-order. It's something that I think Ace is particularly passionate about.
Oh, no, I think it's hilarious.
Because if you guys haven't heard, $599.99 for
Pocket
the
change.
Oculus Rift.
JK.
I was about to say, and Mandy's buying
for that,
us all some.
For that Zuckerberg money.
Hey,
small
give me
business
like 5 years and I'll buy it.
5 years.
I'll be rich and then I'll buy it.
I'm going to put a note on my phone and my calendar. 5 years, Mandy's buying me an Oculus Rift.
Yeah.
Probably from the thrift store where all the extra ones have been donated to.
Right. Hey, you didn't specify what shape it had to be or anything.
No, that's fair. Because I don't see the Oculus Rift taking off.
It
will come bundled with Eve Valkyrie and Lucky's Tale. And if Eve Valkyrie is half as boring as Eve, then...
To be fair, that game has a giant following. Like that the player base is huge on that.
Well, it's not huge, it's just loyal.
Yeah.
Like, there's, I don't know that they have a million players, but they've had the same player base for the last, like, 30 years. Yeah. And the reason why it doesn't attract new players is because it takes you weeks to get even close to anybody that's been playing over a year. I don't know if you guys have ever played EVE Online, but all of these skills to learn to do stuff and, you know, fly different ships, like, have different abilities in your ships... It is a space MMO.
No, yeah, I think Nate used to play it and was obsessed with it. Yeah, so I've heard about it.
All of the skills, you can't just level up. Like, you can't go out and kill stuff and level up. All of the skills have to be trained in real time. Uh-huh. I remember back when I played it, when I quit, I was working towards a stealth bomber. I was going to do that for our corporation. Basically, I was going to be cloaked going through warp points to see if there were enemies waiting on the other side, because that would happen sometimes. You get jumped by pirates and stuff, which sounds awesome. Everything that I just said, like, even to me, sounds amazing. But to get the last skill I needed to get stealthing for the stealth bomber I had purchased was going to take real time 30 days.
Oh.
An entire wow. month. And it's a paid subscription. So I was paying $15 to learn a skill.
Oh, yeah, that's, no.
And it's one of those things, too, where the majority of people that are really loyal to it, like, go, it's like a second job.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they just, because I remember there was a couple months ago, maybe it was like a year ago almost, but
a couple months
one
ago,
person,
to a year ago.
I don't know. I'm terrible with time.
It's still 2005, right?
Probably. but no, it's like some giant corporate, like one of the biggest factions in the game, were doing like a giant transport. And one ship got, like, left behind or jumped too early or too late or something. Mm-hmm. And the rival faction just, like, destroyed it. And it was something like $15,000 worth of, like, stuff destroyed.
The in-game currency.
Good yeah.
No.
No, I mean, you're saying 15,000 US dollars
worth
of the in-game currency.
Worth of either in-game currency or, like, stuff put into the ship that got blown up or...
Yeah.
Because people have, like, they take on actual jobs in it. And that...
That's
me.
Insane.
Yeah. No, it is really, really nuts. Not for the casual player.
No.
Yeah. If I'm gonna play a space game, I'll play like I think it was like Armada on the Sega Dreamcast. I think is what it's called.
There's
space shoot.
I think that flight simulator game that like you know people come and asking for like all the time. I think there's a flight simulator that comes with like the stick so that it feels like you're actually piloting a plane that also flies in real time. Like you could go from New York to Tokyo, but it's going to take you about a day to get over there.
Oh god.
Wow.
So like I think my grandpa actually had that game. But yeah, it's a flying simulator that works in real time.
I mean, I guess that trains you for the real thing if you want. Like if you're dreaming of that, then...
Can't drive a spaceship in real life.
Yeah.
And that's the True. Other thing. You don't technically pilot your ship.
What?
It's still point and click.
Yeah,
you tell your ship to go to an area and it goes there.
It just takes a while to get there because everything
so you
moves
can
pretty
just,
slow.
And then run to the bathroom and come back. Like, but you're going to take real time for that and you can't.
Oh, and then when you get to the combat is extra fun because basically all that happens is, especially like I said, I always flew the little ships. I had a stealth bomber. You would orbit your target. And frequently they would orbit you too, unless it was a giant ship, and then they would just stand there and fire at you, and you would hope that the end game, because you don't control the orbiting, like you click on the ship, and then you right click it, then you click something else, this is orbit, and then you start circling the ship, and then you click to fire your rockets, and then you keep going until they're off a cooldown, and then you fire your rockets again. That's combat. I mean, it's not bad, it's basically World of Warcraft, but with fewer options. Unless you're flying, like, if you have one of the big frigates or one of the giant ships, then you have more options for abilities, but you're literally sitting there. You don't move.
It also takes forever to get to the point where you can pilot one of those things.
Yes.
Because you basically get, like, a little space dinghy.
No, you have to get a real pilot's license in order to...
You could get a real pilot's license faster than you could fly one of those frigates.
And probably for cheaper.
Yes.
So I actually don't know anything about EVE Valkyrie. Is it just kind of like a different game
know.
Than EVE? Or?
I don't know anything about it either, honestly. Okay. I haven't done any looking into it. EVE left me with such a bad taste in my mouth. I don't want to touch anything associated with it.
Yeah. I can see that.
But so you get the two games with the Oculus Rift bundle. But that's still just, I don't understand how...
$600.
$600 is, that's a low end. You can build a low end PC for that.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, like, it's one of those things they talk about. It's virtual reality is what they say it is. But is it not just a screen in front of your face?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, how is this one? Because I know, like, way back Nintendo had the Virtual Boy. And, like, you had that thing on your face.
It's basically
that,
but with nice graphics.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's what... I never knew what it looked like yet.
Yeah,
so.
that's it. Like, it's a goggles you put on. It has the two screens over your eyes. And you have a controller in your hand.
Okay. So it's almost like in arcades and you, like, pulled it down. And you're like...
Kind of, yeah.
See, isn't...
Those are kind of fun, but...
They are.
I want to say that at PAX, like, the year previously, or the year before, something like that, there was a game for the Oculus Rift called Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes. And it's one of... The person with the goggles on is trying to defuse a bomb. And everybody else is trying to explain to them the instructions on how to defuse the bomb.
Was that an Oculus game? Because it's like
I thought it was because somebody can see it and everybody else can't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's like that would have been a that sounds like it's fun.
But I think it. I don't know if it's necessarily an Oculus only because I know,
wasn't sure. If
I think
it was
they played
not.
It on Game Grumps even.
I know they mentioned it.
Who's coming out with that?
Like Giant Bomb,
Oculus
like,
Rift. Well, Facebook owns it,
and Giant Bomb talked about it. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg
okay,
bought it.
Okay, like Sony or anything.
No, Sony has their own that's coming out, and they have not announced a price point or pre-order date or anything. But you have to imagine they're going to do the same thing with like the Xbox One and just be like, "Oh, yours is going to be $600. We're going to go ahead and
$500, $400.
I don't know.
I know.
Well, I hate Facebook.
I will say, I will say Microsoft's. I thought actually looked really good. Because it's not a virtual reality system, it's an augmented reality system.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually interacts with existing environments,
yeah.
Which I thought was kind of neat, but I don't see... I feel like it's another gimmick.
The PS Vita had that AR, like those AR cards. That
the
you could
3DS
do games.
Had the AR cards.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't really think either of those did them particularly great. But no, I think that Keep Talking, No One Explodes, it's just different screens. So the person defusing the bomb sees the actual bomb. And then, like, everyone else on the team has, like, an instruction manual.
Oh, okay.
It's like, okay, so this code has, the top right corner has 6399. Okay, 6399 means you have to cut the blue wire. And then, but you have to do everything, like, in a certain order and certain timed. And it looks really intense. It looks like something cool to do with, like, friends, but it's not something you could do with, like, random internet strangers.
Right.
No.
So, yeah.
What was your destiny story? Like, Ben couldn't even get a group of three people to jump at the same time.
Oh,
much
God.
Less.
Yeah, Ben tried doing the most, for those Destiny players that are still listening.
Steven?
You're still playing Destiny.
Are you there?
No, Steven doesn't listen to this
Steven
show.
Steven never started listening.
Oh, Krista?
yeah, Krista does. She stopped playing. The new raid, there's a part of the raid where, like, towards the end, it's fairly simple, like, You have one person running these platforms that appear in order based on people jumping on platforms. So one jumps on platform, then two, then three, then four. And then the runner goes around and then gets the thing at the top. If you go out of order, then the platforms appear in the wrong order and they're at the wrong height. And Ben went in with a random group of people to try and help them out because they asked for his help. And they could not coordinate themselves enough to jump on the platforms correctly. So when I hear that, yeah, a game like having to describe how to defuse a bomb does not sound like it would be fun with random people.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, strangers. Was this a core group of friends like that just found Ben to play with them? Or is this like, that's... Good luck, guys.
How did they make it that far into the game?
I don't know. I guess all of them just got carried through really hard. Like, that's a possibility. Because I know there's one guy that plays the game that's tried to get me to help him with a couple of things. That the second raid that was released in Destiny, he had never done it without cheating through it. So he had no idea how to do it properly. Like, or the way, I guess, the devs meant to. And... The cheats require you to know how to do them, and no one in the group that he ran with, like, that we were running with, like, because I was trying to help him through it, no one in that group knew how to do the cheeses, is what, you know, cheesing it. No one knew how to do the cheeses, so we had to do it the correct way, and he was lost, stumped, couldn't do it, could not do it. And I imagine, like, Ben may have jumped in with a whole group of people like that. They had never done it legitimately, or they just had somebody yelling at him, like, all right, go, guy.
Yeah.
All right, guy number three, jump on.
You're not three, you're two.
How is that hard to remember?
You see how far away that is? We don't need that one. Come back.
Yeah, it's yeah.
It's not hard.
I don't like trying to coordinate stuff with random people.
No. I wonder how, like, and I'm trying to think of, like, software for the Oculus Rift 2. Like, how much is that stuff going to cost?
Yeah, because that's what I'm wondering too. Like with this bundle, like, are you getting a fairly good deal since you're getting $120 worth of games? Or, well, I mean, it's still then $400 rather.
Well, it's kind of like when the Xbox One launched and you couldn't get it without the Kinect initially.
Right.
Or they didn't announce that they were going to do that. But I feel like it's really poor because no one's going to want to pre-order. I tried to look it up. I don't think they've announced any pre-order numbers yet, which granted, it's been less than a week.
I mean, there's probably a good like couple thousand people that haven't pre-ordered.
Oh, yeah, but not enough that like the developers for like the software developers that have said, okay, we're going to work on the Oculus Rift. You have to think that that announcement is made and they're just heartbroken because they're going to be putting all this energy into a platform energy and money into a platform that very few people are going to. Not only do you now have you already were struggling for people to, okay, I want to play that game. Now the pool of potential people that want to play that game is, geez, you got to see that shrinking.
Right. Because as soon as you see that $599.99 price tag, is like, great. And especially it's new technology. Nobody's going to just pay $600 to dive
for something that might work. Like, look at the original Xbox 360 Kinect.
Right.
That was a flop. Because terrible. It was just not. It was new technology. No one really trusted it, which they really shouldn't have because it was not good.
Yeah, it was a hunk of crap.
I bought one. Dance Central was fun.
For an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually, I think Shannon bought one, and Katie bought one. Then I think we played Dance Central one time at Shannon's, but everybody was too embarrassed to go up there and actually do the dance moves, except for like Katie. So that ended up being a massive waste of money. And then, like, I think Shannon also got it as, like, an exercise thing, so, like, him and Lindsay could work out.
Mm-hmm.
And they just didn't do that because that didn't work real well.
I think I also had that, but it was, like, you couldn't... Yeah, the way it read, like, your body, like, it had to be absolutely perfect. Otherwise, it was like, no, that's wrong.
Yep.
Like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
You were wrong, Gabe. You were wrong.
It gave us that one kind of neat scene in one of the Paranormal Activity movies.
Yeah, that was actually really cool. it's
with the laser green.
The new Kinect, though, for the Xbox One is actually awesome.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I know you were really pleased with it whenever you got your Xbox One.
I mean, I still don't use it for much of anything, but it's definitely like, because, I mean, it has the motion controls and stuff like that, like that you can do around the dashboard even.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much more responsive. It reads depth now, which it didn't really do well
on
the original
not.
Kinect. Now it actually has, I remember when we were testing it out, we had Krista standing back and you can see like, what does the Kinect see like in the OS?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of neat because you could see, like, it had different colors for different depths of stuff that were further away. And it was just really cool could see.
I suddenly remember the E3, like, the 2 years before the Kinect released. And it was like, oh, draw this picture, and now you can show it to your Kinect, and it'll show up on the TV screen. And it was all this, like, and it just, no.
Or you could get a Wacom tablet and then just, you know, do that already? Yeah.
I don't see the Oculus Rift doing well, especially considering that it's over £750 in Europe.
Kind of just push that over to the pile over there with the Vita.
That makes me so sad. I stand by the fact that my Vita is... I love my Vita.
No, the Vita is a great system, just people weren't buying it, so people weren't buying software.
Yeah, and same kind of thing, like, okay, so why would we develop something for something that no one has?
Right. And that was the downward spiral, and then, like, Nintendo was experiencing that with the Wii U, but they just kept pushing and pushing and pushing, and they kept putting their own titles on it, and they did the same thing with the DS and the 3DS.
And the Wii, and the GameCube, and just any console they've ever...
Well, with the handhelds is probably a better example, because they did it with the DS, and they did it with the 3DS. They were both failing, and then Nintendo just started throwing its own stuff at it. Like, here's a Zelda game, guys. Mario. Metroid. Like, well, sort of Metroid. Anyway, and all these
Fire
other, like,
Emblem,
first-party
easy.
Games.
Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
And they did all these first-party games, and then people started buying it, and then third-party developers started making games.
Except it's Facebook, so... Hey,
that's such Farmville. A weird name too. Oculus Rift.
I was gonna say you're like in the middle of space, and there's like in the corner a little Facebook banner, just like.
Because a lot of people were really pissed off. Yeah, log into Facebook to play this game.
Yeah.
A lot of people were really pissed off when it sold to Facebook because it was crowdfunded, and then the guy, once they got the crowdfunding, they got the prototype, they got everything up and running, and then sold to Zuckerberg.
Immediately sold out. Yeah, which I honestly, like, I didn't have a huge problem with that. Like, to me, that's just guaranteed money. That's guaranteed funding.
Because I feel like, especially looking at that, like, you know, this could flop.
Yeah.
Zuckerberg's got an ass load of money.
But if it was crowdfunded, then that comes across a little underhanded, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So... No, I'm not arguing that at all.
Mm-hmm. Especially now, it's like, well, why did we have to give our money when Captain Zuckerberg there?
Yeah. Boo. No, Zuckerberg's all over.
J. Edgar Gott rocks.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of crowdfunding, Psychonauts 2.
Woo!
It's officially funded. Which I know Mandy told me she hasn't played Psychonauts, either of the other two here
I've
at the table.
It was one of the like the original Xbox games that I bought on Xbox Live Arcade for my 360. I never finished it. I really liked it. I thought the art style was really cool and the story was really interesting. Just I think a bunch of other stuff ended up coming out that distracted me and I never got around to.
That happens. Stephanie?
I loved the PlayStation 2. Like, it's probably like one of my favorite consoles, if not my favorite console I've ever owned. I haven't actually played Psychonauts.
Hmm.
I was
Did
playing
they
really like
Psychonauts on the PS2.
Yeah, I think one of my brothers played it at one point, but
it was
I was playing
an Xbox exclusive.
I'm pretty sure it came out on PlayStation 2 as well because I know somebody in my family did end up playing it, but I had like Okami and some other stuff I was playing at the time.
Fair enough.
I think.
Well, it is a fantastic game. People have been clamoring for a sequel for a long time. For a while, it was one of the most valuable games on Xbox until they released it digitally for the 360. It's really, really fun. I'm really excited they're getting a sequel. One of the things that they've received a lot of criticism about is that the crowdfunding they use, they didn't use Kickstarter or GoFundMe. They actually went through their own servers, their own setup, and their own programming. So all of the crowdfunding and rewards and everything else is being handled exclusively by Double Fine, which, cool, they don't have to deal with any kind of Kickstarter fees or, you know, any of the mess from Kickstarter. But at the same time,
there's no obligation like that GoFundMe and Kickstarter.
Yeah, they don't have, there's no security for people that are giving money away. And I know of at least one person that gave well over $100 to get some of the really, really cool rewards they're pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the rewards are really neat. I don't know that I would have given over $100 for them, but like Psychonauts themed Viewmaster, t-shirt, badges, steelbook of the game, like a steelbook copy with the game for PlayStation 4 or Xbox One.
Steelbook and you didn't?
No,
what?
Because hundreds of dollars. yeah.
He'll cave. He always caves.
I'll go to eBay.
Somebody brings one in here, like, oh. Huh.
He's just drooling at the counter.
Like,
what do you want for this? What do you want for that?
Sir, this is a blank check. Write down any number on it.
Steelbook.
Note that it will bounce over pretty much any amount.
Like $15?
You hit that second digit. And, ooh,
yeah, that's when things start getting rough. You may not be able to hit two digits. Definitely not three.
$9.99?
There you go.
So is it like the original team, like Tim Schafer?
Yes,
and, okay.
It is Tim Schafer for sure.
Okay.
I don't know who else
I kept
is.
Wanting to say David Jaffe, but that was God of War.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know who else is behind it, but Tim Schafer for sure is there. I think they got some of the original guys for the music. Tim Schafer even has like a bunch of different stuff that he was giving out personalized for those rewards, like personalized autographs. I think if you did like $30 or something like that, you got a photoshopped picture of yourself getting a hug from Tim Schafer, which is real fun. And then he signs it with your name on it.
Yeah.
One of the cooler rewards that I saw for like, I think if you pledged over $80 or something like that, in the wall of heads in the game, like you can see heads of previous, I can't remember what they're actually called in the game. They're not called Psychonauts. Whatever. you get like, it's not your head, but your name is below one of the heads in the game.
Oh,
that's kind of neat.
It's kind of neat. It was one of those simple little things that I thought was pretty cool. So I am excited about that. I really hope it goes well. I'm a huge fan of Double Fine. Like, Costume Quest, Psychonauts. I liked Brutal Legend. I know a lot of people didn't. I would have liked it a whole lot more if they had taken out the tower defense parts. But it was really fun regardless. Then Costume Quest. Did I say Costume Quest?
You did.
Yep.
They haven't done much else, have they?
But you forgot Costume Quest.
Oh, Costume Quest.
Yeah, that
Thanks,
one.
Steph.
And Mario Maker.
Wait a minute. Now I know we're going off the rails.
And Mario Maker.
So yeah, I'm excited. I hope it turns out great. All right. The next thing I want to talk about, Ace is going to know a whole lot more about this than me. Devil in the White City.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The upcoming movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese reunited. Mm-hmm. And I love that combo.
It's based on a book by a guy named Eric Larson, who I highly recommend. He writes nonfiction like it were novels. He paces it very well. He's just a really great storyteller. But it's the Devil in the White City is about H.H. Holmes, kind of, who's America's first serial killer. His not rise to power, because he never really had any significant like authority over anyone. He just built this like really elaborate murder mansion with all sorts of like secret rooms and trapdoors and psychopathy like that. But he was doing it in Chicago at the same time as the World's Fair. And so the book is kind of equally about how getting the World's Fair to Chicago and the problems that presented at the same time that this psychopath moved to the area, and how, you know, oh, he kind of started working at this pharmacy that was run by this cute little old lady. And well, she kind of stopped coming around as much. And then she just kind of, oh, she sold it to him and she moved. No. But Leo's playing the role of H.H. Holmes, and it's going to be real good. Real, real good.
Sounds fantastic. Sounds like scary. I'm pretty excited about it. Then I love Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
It's whole formula sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Real excited.
Which, I mean, and I don't know if they're doing like full on, you know, fictionalized based on the nonfiction book, but they're, you know, making it like a drama or a horror movie or what, but.
Right. And maybe this will finally be the one where Leo gets his Oscar.
If Revenant doesn't.
You see, and it's so unfortunate. Like, there are so many times that he really should. Like, he's had so many Oscar-worthy performances. Mm-hmm. But I was actually looking at a list, and I'll see if I can find it here, of who he lost the Oscars to each year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things, like, you see and you're like, okay, that's fair. And it's still just frustrating, though, because it's like, he really deserves it at this point.
He really does. Jesus.
Well, and that's one of the things is it's like, people have been saying since The Departed that he will get an Oscar during a slower year. Like, even if it's a movie that probably doesn't necessarily even deserve the Oscar, like, that's when he'll get his, just as, like, the Academy's reward to him, like, finally getting it. Or like, the joke that goes around Facebook and Reddit all the time that they're eventually going to make a movie about his life.
And then
the actor who played Leonardo DiCaprio gets the Oscar.
Oh, that's so sad.
See, at this rate, I'm wondering if it's an inside job. Or they're just like, no, we can't give it to him.
It's like, yeah. Right.
The internet's got to have something to talk about for the next month.
And really, let's be fair. Poor Leo. I mean, he's going to have to go Seriously. Home to like his piles of money and like supermodels and just,
but
you know.
But no gold poor statue.
Guy. But, yeah, no poor little, no well, old little bald guy.
Like, I mean, he still works his ass off, too. I'm like, no fucking trophy. The fuck?
He can get his own trophy.
All right. So
I know, he should just take one and get one made. Make a fucking replica, I swear.
Just make it out of pure concentrated cash.
Right.
Because he has the money for it.
He could buy a gold statue, like a bigger one.
He can, yeah, he can just like life size.
He could probably just.
Oh, God.
I hope that didn't.
That wasn't even me.
Did I break a thing? Did I?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think so.
Do we have sound?
Oh, we might not.
What is going on?
Okay, no, we still have sound. We're good. Sound is still there.
Sorry.
I think Leo needs to just
the ghost of Leo.
The ghost of
well, I guess it's
the ghost of Leo's Oscar ambitions.
Yeah. Sorry about that, folks. I guess it wasn't as fine as I thought, and everything died.
It's not my fault this time, though. So,
and we realized a little bit late. We had been talking for a good 15 minutes before I realized what was going on. We went through the list of, you know, who Leo lost to. It's a great time. You should have been there. It was.
Yeah. What was wrong? What is wrong with you? Jesus.
I feel walking offended. Away at the good parts.
I feel so offended.
And your assessment of, yeah, but every person who beat him deserved it more.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things. Like, it's not wrong. Basically, we talked about he lost to Jamie Foxx, Forrest Whitaker.
Tommy Lee Jones. And the big one.
And Christoph Waltz.
Yeah.
Like, those are the actors that he lost to.
What?
And
okay, I don't know if we said it or not, but what was The Departed? Was that the Christoph Waltz one?
No, that was
Django Unchained.
Yeah, Django was the Christoph Waltz. I don't see a Departed on here.
It was like one of the first ones, I think.
Looks like the Departed didn't get... Oh, wait, no, Departed. It was Golden Globe that he lost that one.
Okay.
You screwed us up.
The Departed didn't receive any Oscar nominations for...
Nope. Not according to this website.
That's surprising.
It may have. IMDb? It may have, but this website is not posting it.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say that for sure because I'm with you. I also thought it got an Oscar nomination and he lost that
one. Of course, maybe it was just like Best Picture or something.
Something like that. And yeah, obviously then it wouldn't have gone just to Leo because that movie was great. Like if you guys haven't seen The Departed, I highly recommend it. Mandy's so giving me that face.
No, right. It's so good.
Another one on the list for movie night for Mandy.
I have it's like a Bible long.
Can I add the Lego movie and I'm going to sit Dalton down and make him like it?
Everything is awesome.
I don't know if you've met Dalton. He's a hipster. The harder you try to make him like something, the more he's going to hate it.
Well, here we go. Here we go.
Soon, no, I was going to make a really offensive comment about how much Dalton would hate it.
Aww.
In relation to another group of hate people. So, moving on, though.
Shannon doesn't like cartoons.
Just for the record, while Leo wasn't nominated for anything for The Departed did win Best Motion Picture of the Year, Best Achievement in Directing, Best Writing, and Best Achievement in Film Editing. And then Mark Wahlberg was nominated for Best Actor in a Supporting Role.
Huh.
Jesus. So, but Leo got no love.
Sounds like I need to see it.
It's so good. Like, I kind of want to put that at the top of the list of movies that you need to see for movie night.
I don't even remember the list, so that's good.
Well, it's pretty much just, we're going to watch Django Unchained.
Well, that was for you, because I've seen that. Oh, yeah, James Bond.
If I picked up The Man from U.N.C.L.E., could we watch that one, too? Because I've heard it's good, and I haven't seen it.
I've also never seen it, so.
I have no idea what it is.
No, if I've even heard of it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's really good, though, but.
So you just pulled up this real obscure title.
There we go. We should Who's the hipster now?
Go on to the podcast and stop talking about our plans, though, because I'm sure they don't care.
But movies.
Kevin, and do now you we have to fill time. Movie night?
We lost so much time by not talking about the Gold Peg, the Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh,
well,
man.
go read Devil in the White City, and then get excited for the movie.
That does sound really good.
And watch Lego Movie.
Yeah, always watch Lego Movie.
Do you have that book?
Yeah.
Everything's awesome.
She's giving you that look of.
I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Just don't fucking talk to me.
I don't understand.
I'm done looking at Asa.
It's fair. I'll keep looking.
Her loss.
It's fine. I'll look at my beautiful hot chocolate.
There you go. You can look at me looking at him.
Taking a picture of you. Taking a picture of.
So I guess this is just going to be an extra short episode. That's fine. Daredevil season 2 got an official release date and a teaser. And yeah, the teaser was very lackluster. The best part about the teaser was the very end when it showed me the release date. And the release date is only 2 months away.
The internet lied to me when they first showed me that because it said new trailer for Daredevil season 2. And I'm like, awesome. I'm on board. And then it's literally just like, and it looks, it's very artistic, like it's artistically well done. Like, I'm not bummed that I watched it. They shouldn't have called it a trailer because it's all like stained glass stills and lines all from the first season.
Right.
And then at the very end, it kind of all comes together, and you see the skull, which is the Punisher's logo, because the season seems to be it's going to be Daredevil versus Punisher.
With some Elektra.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I like Punisher.
I also like Punisher.
No, I like Elektra is just kind of a dirty word ever since Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, that's not Elektra's fault, though.
No.
And I think that's the reason Frank Miller is really, really, really upset about Frank Miller? Mark Miller. Frank Miller?
I don't know. I'm blanking on it, too.
I think it's Mark Miller. Ooh. Anyway, Mr. Miller, he actually created Elektra.
Frank Miller.
It is Frank Miller?
Yeah.
Okay, so I got it right the first time. So, yeah, Frank Miller. Frank Miller created Elektra, and he got really, really pissed off that they didn't ask him for advice or support or permission. For some reason, he feels that's necessary to use the character Elektra. And
but he owned, which we need to clarify, because he doesn't actually own the rights to
correct.
That character at
yeah.
all.
Yeah, because I emphasis on created.
Yeah.
He never owned the character. He created it to put into his run of Daredevil.
Yeah.
Which is also something that he didn't own.
Mm-hmm. Or create.
In fact, the funniest thing about Mark Miller getting upset about not being
Frank
asked.
Miller.
Oh, damn it. I should have. Who is Mark Miller? Is Mark Miller a person?
Probably.
Probably somewhere.
If your name is Mark Miller, email me at I'm sorry at...
you didn't create nothing.
So Frank Miller, the things that he's most popular for are not things that he created. And he didn't go ask Bob Kane about advice on Batman. He just made the darkest Batman series of all time. For no reason. Which, I mean, I enjoy it. But point is, don't get upset about people using your using something you created that you don't own. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Marvel owns it. Get over it.
Yeah. Like, I kind of get it. Like, you would like to be involved in something that, you know, you did create. But
that
at the
people
same,
love.
But at the same time, when you signed that over and, you know...
When you signed it over and accepted your paycheck...
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, you can no longer get mad about it.
Yeah.
Like, just because you're not getting additional money. And I think that as good as the first season of Daredevil was... Well,
I don't even think it's about the money, honestly. Because Frank Miller, like, he's just kind of a... Doesn't seem like a real... I don't know.
Doesn't seem like a nice guy?
Yeah. I honestly think that if... I don't think he would have had a problem if it was good. But taking a character that you created and, you know, probably very clearly loved and cared about, and then you made Elektra...
Yeah.
I completely understand him taking that personally.
I mean, I can understand that.
It's like, you don't necessarily need to be consulted or have to give permission, because you don't. But, yeah, it'd be nice if, you know, this thing that you created wasn't used for evil.
And I agree, and that's one of those things, like, I understand that he's still upset by that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, though, he shouldn't have gone on blast, like, just put the new Daredevil series on blast, because he hasn't even seen the first season.
Yeah.
Like, he's specifically mentioned,
he pointed that out.
That he hasn't watched it. He just assumes it's as bad as the first movie, which, I say that, I enjoyed the first movie.
The director's cut.
Like,
very, very clear distinction.
I enjoyed the first movie. I didn't enjoy Elektra. No one enjoyed Elektra. No one. Like, it was so bad. It was almost like Ghost Rider 2.
It wasn't Catwoman bad.
I'll give it that.
It wasn't Catwoman.
That's true. Nothing will be Catwoman bad. That was anyway. But yeah, I can understand that. I wish that he would give it a chance. But instead of just being butthurt about it and putting it on blast,
yeah,
like that's
it's
the
really
part that
it's really
me.
His own fault, yeah. Not his own fault, but he's just making problems for himself,
right? So anyway, I am excited for the second season though, because I'm a big fan of Daredevil,
mm-hmm.
big fan of Punisher, and the first season of Daredevil was so good. Like, yeah. I'm pretty excited to see what they're going to do with this one, and Jessica Jones is really good.
I'm still bitter that Daredevil's getting us, because don't get me wrong, I loved Daredevil. I watched that so quickly and loved just every bit of it, except for Wesley. Dear sweet Wesley. But I'm excited to get more, but when they rolled out the Netflix like schedule of, all right, we're doing Daredevil, then we're doing Jessica Jones, then we're doing Luke Cage, and then we're doing Iron Fist, I'm like, yes, Iron Fist. Love Iron Fist. Such a great character. Especially if they're going to put Luke Cage and Iron Fist together because of the Heroes for Hire. Yay.
Yep.
And then they're like, all right, and then we're going to make a Defenders thing. Super stoked about it. And I don't understand why Daredevil is getting a second season before we know anything about Iron Fist.
And like I said, I think they're following the exact same formula they did for the Avengers series.
Yeah.
Because it went like Iron Man, Hulk, Iron Man 2, then Thor and Cap.
Yeah.
So, or it may have been Thor, Iron Man 2, Cap. I don't remember.
Whichever.
So many. Just
yeah. But either way, Iron Man 2 got a release before we got a Captain America movie.
Yeah.
So I think that's the formula they're following, especially with as popular as Daredevil was.
Right.
And I imagine Daredevil's going to be a central character in the Defenders. Obviously, they're all going to be central characters.
Well, yeah,
because
it's basically the Avengers of the street level heroes.
Right. So I think Daredevil's going to get the most focus. So that's why, or at least like the characters surrounding him are going to get the most focus. So that's why they're giving him a second movie.
Not to get too heavy spoiler, but characters from Daredevil are in Jessica Jones.
True.
Like there is a significant, because it's all within the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood. It's all kind of an overlap there.
Right.
Interesting.
Which is really cool.
I would have liked to have seen a Daredevil cameo
when they say
Jessica
that,
Jones.
I'm actually kind of fine that they didn't save that for, I was really surprised at how much Luke Cage was in it. But no, yeah. I just, well, when they announced that, okay, these are the four and then Defenders, I kind of expected it to be, okay, here are the four and then Defenders and then we can do season two. But
right.
That's just me being impatient because I want Iron Fist.
I know, but I actually, it makes sense that Luke Cage was in it a whole lot for Jessica Jones, just because, you know,
the base story and.
Yeah. So yeah, Jessica Jones, also great. For those of you that haven't seen it, I think the two ladies at this table have not seen that or Daredevil.
It's intense.
We're still here, but just quietly off to the side.
Just hanging out.
Because they haven't seen either of them.
I'm wondering what would happen if they took like a trip to a different neighborhood.
Much safer.
Meet those superheroes. Probably.
Hell's Kitchen, the Gotham of
basically. Oh yeah,
Marvel,
that's what
Universe.
I would say. Like the Netflix Daredevil is one of my favorite Batman stories.
Yes,
just
well, because I think that is the Frank Miller story, if I remember right. Like the Daredevil,
it's not
well,
too far off.
Loosely, anyway, the Daredevil origin story that Frank Miller did.
Nope. I was really hoping
I said the right
be,
one this time.
I was really hoping there would be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cameo.
That'd be super awesome.
Okay, unrelated to any of that mess.
Was it a mess?
I don't understand why you guys are so excited about the second Ninja Turtles movie.
Okay.
Hi, Shannon. How's it going, buddy?
That's Shannon and Jesse have drank the Kool-Aid. I have not. I'm
okay.
I hope they give. I hope. I hope they give Megan Fox an inhaler in this one because she's breathing so hard.
The trailer was sculpted perfectly to get people who hated, who were very disappointed in the first movie, to get them excited for the second movie.
Are there going
to
be awkward sexual innuendos in it that don't make any sense?
Nothing but, probably. Because that's my theory, is that they knew how to make the trailer.
Are they going
to
have the creepy 40-something-year-old guy hitting on Megan Fox the whole movie?
I mean, you see her tie up her shirt to make it a belly shirt for no reason.
While she's panting like she ran a marathon?
She's hot, so, and then sweaty,
I don't freaking
so
care.
She's cooling off. And then she's got to look like she's battle ready, so, because that's how girls have to fucking
is
be.
Is it gonna be since they did the plot of Spider-Man 1, are they gonna do the plot of Spider-Man 2 this time? Oh snap.
I think it looks good,
Stephanie,
but like,
is so salty.
I was gonna say, yeah, she thought I was salty. I still hold that the trailer was designed to trick people into thinking it'll be better than the first movie. But in reality, it's just gonna be the Megan Fox and Friends Part 2.
And see, that's the thought that I'm having, and that's why like I sipped at the Kool-Aid. Shannon guzzled it down, and it's one of those things, like, I'm cautiously optimistic because it was the trailer made it look so good.
I will say that Shannon already knew it because I was going to show him, but he was already aware. At the very beginning where they show, like, the alien ships flying around, it's not actually alien ships. It's just different pieces of the Technodrome coming out of the... coming from Dimension X and like landing in the middle of New York.
Dimension X.
Which, yep. It's 80s for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wasn't alive for the 80s.
Honestly, if they go full 80s Turtles, like...
And it kind of looks like that's what they... Like, that's what the trailer makes it look like. It's going to... They... I don't know.
Shannon, I feel like you really want to say something right now. No, I'm good. Are you sure, buddy? You can come on over and say something. No. All right, Shannon's opting not to say anything. He has so many words, though.
He'll be back in another show.
Yeah, he's being distracted by... No, yeah, he's going to probably just insult me on some other show.
No.
Yeah, he's going to spend a good 5 minutes just talking about how I'm the worst host of all time.
I haven't even said anything. Thank you.
He says that.
I mean, I'm still going to hate that Turtles movie. Regardless. What?
So now we're having one person on mic argue with a person off mic, so I'm going to go ahead and shut that down.
Yeah.
Just for the listeners.
That's happening. Okay. Because they're getting one side.
You guys can fist fight later in the parking lot. Like, we'll park our cars in the circle, turn on the headlights.
Well, since we were talking about TV, has anybody else seen Mr. Robot?
None
of you motherfuckers have fucking seen it.
It's on my list.
You're trash right now.
It's not on Netflix or Hulu. Yeah.
Steven Universe had new episodes all week this week.
No,
that's what I've been watching.
Okay, but Mr. Robot's so good. I think I still have it on my Amazon. You have to watch it.
If it's on your Amazon, yes, I will watch it that way.
Because, I think they said season two is finally going to be out this summer. Like, they're working on production, and I need season two. And now I'm going to be the only one talking about this brilliant show because no one else watches it.
Chris Hardwick kind of said that it was filling his Breaking Bad void.
It was getting like
Globin's.
Golden Globe.
Golden Globe.
Yes, thank you.
Mandy hasn't talked in so long, no, she forgot how to talk.
I'm like, what are those words and those trophies? Nominations and stuff, and like...
Mark Miller? What?
Like, Rami Malek is the shit, and like, Christian Slater's on there too, and he got like an award or whatever. It's so good. You guys should watch it. We'll watch it. I guess I don't have anything else to say now.
Cool.
Mandy just wanted to bring up a show that none of us have seen since
we're all
talking
about.
Well,
I thought maybe somebody else did.
I'm sure there's somebody listening that's like, yeah, no, Mr.
Yeah,
Robot.
It was a really big show. It's not like some little indie darling hit that 12 people saw.
It's
not
just,
it's
I don't
not
have
Arrested
cable.
Development.
Oh.
Yeah, too mean.
Too mean.
Bum, bum, bum.
God, I love Arrested Development.
All right, well, let's be friends if you've seen Mr. Robot, because I'm alone.
If you have,
like I said, I really
if you have a way for
it.
Me to see it, then I will watch it.
I've heard so many good things about it. Like, it's not like
Carrie's
I was like,
probably ashamed at you
Mr.
Right
Robot's
now.
Gross.
Is like, it? Is it based off of that 80s song?
No.
Domo.
See, no. You just said you weren't alive for any of the 80s.
I wasn't, but...
It's about hacking the government.
Oh,
and whatnot,
okay.
And it's really good.
But apparently it's done not in the stupid, like, Hollywood
no, like,
hacking way, like...
legit.
I mean...
Like, they even talk about, like, codes and shit like
Black
that.
Hat, right?
And, like... Like, the teaser, like, the trailer, he's, like, just, like, casually gets a cup of coffee and talks to this owner, and he's just like, oh, yeah, I see you've been watching porn, because I can hack through this, blah, 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 in, like, smart terms. It's awesome.
There's nothing but C++ on screen for, like, 5 minutes.
It's not Oscar Isaac that is the star of that, is it?
No, Rami Malek is.
Rami Malek. I feel like... I'm getting actors confused now.
That's a possibility. But, a buddy of mine that graduated the computer science program with me is a huge fan of the show, and that's
mm-hmm.
one of the things he tried to get me to watch it
mm-hmm.
with, and I do want to watch it,
right?
But I want to say that again,
I don't have that again. It's not on Netflix or Hulu,
exactly. So it's one of those things I do want to watch, and he tried to tell me that all the computer stuff they don't do any of that magic computer stuff where they're like, I'm typing at a keyboard now, I have access to every government secret ever in 5 seconds because I'm that good. Computers don't work that way, folks. They just don't.
But I
saw
on CSI Cyber that...
Back up.
CSI Cyber.
Yep. That's the show that stole Fat Neil from Community.
All right. Well, since we've gone so far off the rails at this point, I'm going to go ahead and cut the show off. Oh, the important thing. March 18th, 2016. That is Daredevil Season 2 premiere.
Yeah.
So that's when that's going to happen. Going all the way back. Yeah, I think everything else is there. Yeah, sorry about the technical difficulties again, guys. We might have Stephanie on the left side of the table next time. she's so animated. Well, then again, Mandy's also animated.
Whoa.
So
it depends. Take away your Starbucks.
Really, we'll move the table closer to the wall. So
we'll put Asa in one of us has to sit.
Again.
Shut up with your practical solutions.
See, again, left-handed.
That's true. Why don't you sit there and then, like, one of us on the end? Why are you always on the end?
Because then it's harder for him to look at me.
We have to make the loving eye contact.
But then you're and you can hold hands while you're talking.
They can hold hands now, I guess.
They really could. Just...
So, anyway, before that gets too homoerotic, I think it's at a good spot.
Damn
right
it,
now.
No one here knows. I need Carrie.
What were you going to
There was this funny judge thing in South Carolina that she watched, and this one lady was like, and he had sexual intercourse with men. Like, he was a homosexual, and like, it's fucking hilarious.
If it's half as good as that impersonation.
Are you sure this wasn't Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was in South Carolina, because I will never go there.
South Carolina also makes sense. All right. I'm gonna go ahead and shut it down.
Shut it down.
Bye.
Shutting it down. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Again, we're sorry about all the trouble. This truly was quite the train wreck. God damn.
Jesse.